Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Let Them Eat Silence. April 24, 2008. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who blow this trumpet, and for all those who have ears to hear. Addendum 2. Let all in the earth be brought into deep and profound silence. Yet you ask, what of those who are in agreement, and those who do not fight against you, Lord? Even all these who remain on our part. What of yourselves? For whose glory do you write? Is my word in need of supports to prop it up? For what shall one add to, or take away from, the word of the Lord Most High? Therefore, let all my beloved say, Amen. Or let them stay silent, abiding in quiet reverence before the Lord. And to the rest, those who cease not from pushing out the lip against the Lord's anointed, let them flee in terror at the coming of the Lord. Let them seek to hide themselves from the face of Him who sits on the throne. My servants, let them speak against you by the walls, both in open and in secret. For what is it to you? Against whom do they speak? Whose voice is it they withstand? Your own? Rather count it all joy, that you have suffered scorn on my account. For great is your reward in heaven. Beloved, trust and obey. For how can one blow the trumpet, while talking? And how shall one behold my form, while caught up in all these perverse disputings of the heart and mind, soon brought forth in speech, leading to even more ungodliness? My servants, give no occasion to the adversary, when it is within your power to do so. Give the mocker no voice at all. For I tell you, by this you have surely blessed him. For as it is written, a man is defiled by that which is brought forth from his heart, and given voice by his mouth. Moreover, on the day of judgment, he will surely give answer, for every word he has spoken in his arrogance, to justify his rebellion, all in the name of pride. I am the Lord. Therefore, give the scoffer no consideration at all, honor none of their requests. Let them eat silence, and abide in their shame. Leave them to their turmoil, that they might consider their ways, and repent. Beloved, let them alone. Rather pray for your adversaries. For they do not fight against you. They contend with me, says the Lord.